2 Corinthians chapter 10 and from verse 7 to verse 18. If you run your eye over these verses, you will see the subject is boasting, bragging, boasting. It comes over and over again. Why ever is the apostle bringing up this question of boasting and bragging? Well, you must remember the background of this letter. The law teachers are there at Corinth. And we have to recognize this. Covenant theologians have to recognize this. Boasting, bragging, is a very real risk when the lawmen get to work. Now, let me just say what I mean by this. I am unashamedly a new covenant man. And the accusation laid against people like me, new covenant men, is that we are antinomians. I fully acknowledge the danger. It's not true. And if it is true, then such a man is not teaching and living according to the new covenant. But I recognize the danger. Indeed, I go further. As I have said elsewhere, unless a man can be accused of antinomianism, he doesn't understand the gospel, and he's not preaching the gospel properly. It's an accusation that was levelled against the apostle, and it's levelled against all those. It must be possible to level it against all those who preach the freeness of God's grace in Christ. So I recognize that the danger to new covenant men is antinomianism. But the law men must realize the danger on their side. I'm not accusing them of it, but there's a risk of it. Always a risk of it. And that is legalism and bragging and boasting. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, take the law men's way of assurance. How do you get assurance? By looking at your progressive sanctification. By looking at your works. And your works, if they're good enough, then you can say, well, I have enough evidence to be assured. And the more evidence I have, the more assured I can be. Now, can't you see, in saying all that, the tendency must be towards boasting and bragging. And of course, with all the emphasis upon command, rule, external rule, external command, there's an opening always for legalism, looking to the command and looking to our works. Now, Paul takes this issue up because at Corinth this was going on. He says immediately to the Corinthians, verse 7, you're only looking on the externals, the outside of things. Take a deep look. He then talks about people being confident that a man confident that he belongs to Christ. He should consider again that we belong to Christ just as much as he. Now, what's he talking about? Well, I can see it here. I can hear it. These law men are bragging. Oh, we belong to Christ. We're confident, you see. They're swell-chested. They're walking tall. Paul says, well, we've got confidence too. And we're sure too. And we boast as well. But what do I boast about? You get that from verse 8 to verse 11. We boast about what? We boast about the authority the Lord gave us. What for? For edification. We want to build up the saints. We want to build you up. We don't want to pull you down. And I'm not ashamed of that. I'm in this business that God has put me into it. What for? To build you up. To make you strong in the faith. There's an implication here. Lawmen pull people down. They certainly press them down. They certainly tread them down. Ask any believer who's under lawmen. They're on a treadmill. They're being pressed down all the time, told that they're wretched sinners, and they're not getting anywhere sufficiently fast. Most of them can never have assurance and so on. Now, that's pulling people down. Paul says, I'm in the business of pulling believers up, edifying them. I'm not interested in trying to frighten you by my letters. I know what they say, these law teachers. They say he's a big man when he's away. He's weighty and forceful in his letters. But when he gets here, he's an unimpressive man. He's a little man. He's no good at all. I tell you, verse 11. What we are in our letters, we will be in our actions. I will do the same as I'm saying now, if I have to come to Corinth and bring judgment to you and reproof to you, I will do it. I'm not two-faced. I'm not double-minded. Such people should realize that what we are in our letters, when we are absent, we will be in our actions when we are present. But you see, we don't dare classify or compare ourselves with some who commend themselves. You can hear the overtones here. The law teachers, their teaching does tend to this, a self-mutual comparison. How are my works doing for myself? And then compared to my neighbor, how is his works doing? And there is this outward comparison all the time. They measure themselves by themselves. They compare themselves with themselves. This is not why, he says, Paul. It's not right. No, our boasting, he says, will be confined to the field God has assigned us. And that field reaches even to you at Corinth. We're not going beyond our boasting. We're not going too far. You see, we have come to you. We have come to you what with? The gospel of Christ, he says in verse 14. We got as far as you with the gospel of Christ. Can you hear what he's saying? These men have got to you, and what have they got to you with? The law of Moses. But we got to you with the gospel of Christ. You see, it's John 1:17 all over again. The law was given by Moses. Yes, it was. It was God-given. But it's fulfilled its purpose now. And Christ has come. But grace and truth have come by Jesus Christ, of course. We don't go beyond our limits, says Paul, verse 15, by boasting of work done by others. You see, these men come bragging. But remember, he said, how were you converted? Was it by the law? Was it by these law teachers? It wasn't. We came there. We preached Christ. We knew nothing among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. We preached the Lord Jesus. Christ Jesus is Lord. The gospel. And you were converted. We're not going beyond our limits by boasting of work done by others, by what they claim. Things you can't measure. We will boast according to that which God has given us to do. And that relates even to you. And what is that? Our gospel ministry came among you with success. Our hope is, our expectation, our longing is, our desire is, that as your faith continues to grow, our area of activity among you will greatly expand. We want, in fact, to be a blessing to you and then use you to be a springboard to take the gospel to others so that we can preach the gospel, not the law, in the regions beyond you. We want to take the gospel to other sinners and use you in our activity to take that gospel out. Can I make a personal point here? If any person is listening to me and finding anything in my labor, anything in my ministry or books or videos or sermons, whatever it might be, my discourses, can you use that to take it to some others? Tell them about it in your own right. Give them the links and so on, whatever it may be, so that, like a springboard, the gospel may leap on, like a fire catching in the forest, leaping from tree to tree. This is Paul's expectation. This is his hope. This is his longing. Not that it be confined to Corinth, but it will spread like wildfire. And what a wonderful opportunity it is today with the internet, how this can spread like wildfire in a few seconds throughout the world. But it's the gospel, not the law, he says, that we've labored with. We don't want to boast about work already done in another man's territory. It's our labor. It's our labor in the gospel. And that's the bragging we get involved in. You see, but let him who boasts, boast in the Lord. For it's not the one who commends himself who's approved, but the one whom the Lord commends. Paul will come back to this argument in chapter 13 and demand that the Corinthians speak up for him. You know what God has done through the gospel ministry, through our hands and our ministry. You know what God has done through the gospel. But you see what the lawmen are producing. External conformity. Comparison. Boasting, bragging about works. What does our new covenant ministry, the gospel ministry, produce, says Paul? Edification for the saints. Salvation for sinners. The glory of God surely in all that. I say again then, antinomianism is a real danger for the New Covenant people. But it's a biblical danger. We must not be guilty of it, but we must not be afraid of being accused of it. But now the shoe is on the other foot, the boot's on the other foot. The lawmen must realise their danger. Boasting, bragging, external things, legalism. There is a boasting in the gospel. It's all for God and for his glory and for the accomplishments of his works in the gospel, elevating Christ, saving sinners, edifying the saints of God. I will not be ashamed of boasting about that. Wherever God blesses his gospel, may he get all the praise and all the glory. But let us never boast in our works, boast in ourselves, boast in our obedience, boast in our comparisons with ourselves. He that boasts, he that glories, let him boast and glory in the Lord. An unbeliever, if there is an unbeliever listening to me, you boast, don't you? You boast in what you can do. The atheist boasts in his reason and so on. There's only one boasting that counts. Boasting in knowing the Lord. Let a man not glory in his wealth or his power or his might, says Jeremiah, but let him glory in this. See what God says through the prophet. Let him glory in this, that he knows the Lord, that he knows me, the Lord. And there's only one way to know the Lord, and that is through Jesus Christ becoming your Lord and Saviour. He that boasts, let him boast in the Lord. Amen.